Today's daf is Erev and Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the two dots, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leia, and Shoshana Tova Bas Esther. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chaim. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we began a new Mishnah, which discussed a halacha about a person that wants to make an Erev Techumen. However, he's not sure in what direction he's going to want to extend his Alpayim Amma. In other words, he's not sure if he's going to want to go more than 2,000 Ammas to the east or more than 2,000 Ammas to the west. Now, you can't simply make an Erev Techumen to the east, an Erev Techumen to the west, because one Erev per person. So this person really should have to make a decision. He should have to decide right now, is he going to want to go to Mizrach, then make an Erev Techumen to Mizrach. Is he going to want to go to Ma'ariv, then make a Erev Techumen to Ma'ariv. The problem is, he's not sure right now which direction he's going to want to go in. He wants to go hear a Chacham give a shir. The problem is he's not sure if the Chacham is going to be coming to the Mizrach or he's going to be coming to Ma'ariv. If he's going to be coming to Mizrach, yeah, then he wants to go more than Alpayim Amma to Mizrach. So he should hear the shir. If he's going to be going Ma'ariv, he wants to go more than Alpayim Amma to Ma'ariv so that he should hear the shir. Right now, he doesn't know. And the question is there a workaround? Is there a way to make this work or not? And the Mishnah very simply said yes. Masna Adam Alei Ruvay. A person can make a Tanai on his Erev. The Mishnah gave two examples. We'll mention the second. He could say, meaning he can put an Erev to the Mizrach, and he can put one to Ma'ariv, and he can make a Tanai and say, if the Chacham is going to go Mizrach, I want my Erev to the Mizrach to be Chal. If he's going to come Ma'ariv, I want it to be Chal to Ma'ariv. He could also say, in the event that a Chacham is going to come to Mizrach and Ma'ariv, then Lomakim Sha'erze, look, then I'll decide tomorrow, whichever direction I want to go tomorrow, that's where I'm going to want to go. The halacha is either one of these situations are going to work. Now, the Gemara today is going to get into the lumdus of exactly why this works. And in short, what the Gemara is going to say is that the Tana of the Mishnah is of the opinion that yesh bereira. And the truth is, there's a machlokes throughout Shas, yesh bereira or ein bereira. And the Gemara is going to say that this halacha of the Mishnah, that masna adam al eruvoy, is tali in this halacha of yesh bereira or ein bereira. And the truth is that the sugya of yesh bereira versus ein bereira, from a lumdus perspective, in terms of understanding what yesh bereira means and what ein bereira means and what exactly the nekudas hamachloikis is a very, very difficult machloikis. It's something that in lumdus is not so easy to understand, and it's beyond the scope as far as the real havana of the sugya is of what we're going to do today. But just in terms of understanding a little bit, just the Pirush HaMilos of what exactly Yesh Breira is, because today's daf is going to be 100% about the sugya of Yesh Breira versus Ein Breira. This person is planting an Erev. However, at the time that he plants the Erev, he doesn't yet know whether or not he wants this Erev to go into effect. The reason he doesn't yet know is because he only wants the Erev to go into effect in the event that there's a Chacham that's going to come in the direction that he planted his Erev. Whether or not the Chacham is going to come is something that he doesn't know right now. Yesh Breira says that even though right now at the time that I made the Erev, at the time that the Erev needs to be Chal, we're missing information, and we're missing information not simply because we don't know, but we're missing information simply because it's impossible to know. Because unless you can see into the future, there's no way to know today whether or not the Chacham is going to go into the east tomorrow. Afal Pikein, tomorrow, when the Chacham does go to the east, we have a right to say that Huver Hadover Lamafreya, that when I made the Erev, he was going to go to the east, and the Erev is going to be Chal. Meaning, even though I want something to be Chal today that's contingent on something that has to happen tomorrow, something that I really have no way of knowing today whether or not it's going to happen tomorrow, something that doesn't exist in the world today, it's going to happen tomorrow, it's going to be in the Chadash tomorrow. Afal Pikein, Yesh Breira says that doesn't bother me. I can make a Kinyan today, in this case, Kinyan Shvisa, I can make an Erev Techumen, I can make a contingent upon events that will take place tomorrow, and when that does or doesn't take place tomorrow, that will determine somehow retroactively what exactly was supposed to happen today. The Man Dama that holds Ein Breira says you can't do that. Meaning, you can't make something today contingent upon something that hasn't happened yet, and then say when that something happens, it's going to trigger a chalois l'mafreya. Yeah, I could say that I'll do something today, I'll make it contingent upon something that's going to happen in the future, and when that thing does or doesn't happen in the future, mikanu l'habav, from that point, I want something to be chal. But for me to say that I want to make an Erev Tchumen today, Erev Tchumen has to be chal bein hashmashas. It's going to be totally in whether a chacham is going to come l'mizrach, and then when the chacham comes l'mizrach, l'mafreya, the Erev should be chal from today. That's not something that all Tanam believed is something you're able to do, and this is a classic example. It's our Mishnah's example of whether you say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. Yesh Breira would say something in the future could be Mevarer Limafreya, and an Erev like this would be able to go into effect. Ein Breira says that something in the future would not be able to be Mevarer Limafreya, and that's not something you'd be able to do. Just to make the point a little bit clearer, again, this is not an easy Svara, certainly not for what we do, but just to make it a little bit clearer, and that is that what would be if somebody puts an Erev Lemizrach, he puts an Erev Lemarev. And when he goes Lemizrach, he says that in the event that a Chacham is right now residing Lemizrach, I want the Erev to be Chal Lemizrach. And then he goes to Mayriv and he says, in the event that there's a Chacham that's residing right now, Achshav, the Mayriv, I want the Erev to be Chal Lemayriv. This would have nothing to do with the Sugya of Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. That's a situation where everybody would agree that that's okay. Why? Because I have a right to make an Erev ala tonight. You can be Mekadosh and Isha ala tonight. You can buy something ala tonight. You could sell something ala tonight. Why shouldn't I be able to make an Erev ala tonight? Of course I could. I could say that I want this Erev to be Chal in the event of what? In the event that there's a chacham that's here. If he's here, I want it to be chal. If he's not here, then I don't want it to be chal. That's a good old-fashioned tonight. It's learned out from the parasha of the B'nai God and the B'nai Ruvain. And there's no question in the world that that's something you can do. The entire Shas is permeated with ideas of tanoim. That's something I can do. The Chiddush of Breira is where I am going to the east and I'm saying not if there's a chacham achshav in the east then I want the Erev to be chal to the east, but rather in the event that a chacham is going to come tomorrow to the east, then I want the Erev to be chal achshav to the east. How could you do that? How could I make something be chal today based on a factor that will or will not happen tomorrow, and then say that if it happens tomorrow, that will somehow trigger, go back to the future retroactively, and make this bichal. That's not something that I should really be able to do. So if I made a tolling whether the chacham is here, yeah, that's a good old-fashioned tonight. We're not having this conversation. But what the sugya Breira says is that even if that mitzius does not exist in the Breira right now, it's only something that's going to happen in the future, afal pikin Yesh Breira says it could work. Now, one of the svaras and the lumdus of Yesh Breira is that when I say that I want something to be chal, and it's really contingent about something that's going to happen in the future, even though the future didn't happen yet, but the future is oymeh to happen, there is some element of the future that exists in the present, and that is the fact that the future right now is made to happen. And that could be, in the world of Lumdus, is enough for me to be able to say that I can make a Kinyan ala Tanai, that right now there's something that's made to be happened. So I'm not making it so much B'Tanai that something's going to happen in the future. I'm making it B'Tanai something exists right now. What exists? The fact that the future is going to happen. The mitzius that the future is oymate to happen is something that exists already right now. Either way, if you want to see a little bit more of a synopsis as far as the lumdus of the Yesh Breira goes, you can take a look in the Koivet Shiurim, Amasechtes Beya, Ois Lamed Hey, Rabbi Chanan explains it very, very beautifully, again, beyond the scope of what we do. But either way, with that backdrop, that the Mishnah's halach of Masna Adam Ali Ruvoy is totally in the halachas of Breira, we learn Erevin Daflam and Zayin, which is very much where Erevin meets Breira. So the Mishnah said that what would be if somebody put a Erev Lemizrach and he put an Erev Lemayrev. And he stipulated and said that in the event that a Chacham is going to come Lemizrach and he's going to come Lemayrev, then Lemakim She'ertza Eilech. Then I'm going to make a decision on Shabbos, and whichever chacham I decide I want to go hear a shir from, that's where I'm going to go. So the halach is, he can make that decision. The Mishnah mentioned Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda said, if one of these two chachamim was his Rebbe, then you have to go to your Rebbe. It's only from Hayishneim rabbis, if they were both his Rebbe, then lamakam shir tzeyelech. In other words, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda agrees with everything that we just mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda just argued with one detail, one prat. Rabbi Yehuda said that in the event you said that if a chacham comes to Mizra Meirich, I'm just going to decide which direction I want to go in. You could do that only if they're both not your Rebbe or they're both are your Rebbe. But in the event one is your Rebbe and the other one is not your Rebbe, in that case, this is not something that you're going to be allowed to do. Says the Gemara of Rabbanan. Why did Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Yehuda? Why do they hold that even if one of them is your Rebbe, still maybe you're going to want to go here share from the other Talmud Chacham? So the Gemara says, Rabbanan, oh, nichalei b'chavrei tfeimei Rabbi. Sometimes you want to hear better from one of your chaveri. Maybe you're not so interested in hearing a share from your Rebbe. Either way, that's what the Gemara says. Amar Rav. And here we begin the daf. That even though the Mishnah has Rabbi Yehuda mentioned in it, but the Girsa in the Mishnah is wrong. And you know I know the Girsa in the Mishnah is wrong, said Rav, because I have a Braisa that Ayoy taught. And the Mishnah contradicts what Ayoy said. And Rav said, I know Ayoy's Girsa is accurate and our Mishnah's Girsa is inaccurate. The Tani Ayoy, what did Ayoy teach? A person can't make a Tanai for two things at once. Meaning, a person can't plant his Erev and Lemizrach, plant his Erev Lemayrev and start making all these Tanai. Ella, what he could do is as follows. He could say, he could put one in Mizrach, one in Mayrev, and say that if the Chacham goes Lemizrach, I want the Erev to be Lemizrach. If the Chacham goes Lemayrev, I want it to be Lemayrev. What can't he do, said Ayoy? But you can't say that in the event that the Chacham is going to come to Mizrach and he's going to go to Meirif, then I'm going to make a decision in which direction I want to go. So first the Gemara explains, why did Ayah say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if you put an Erev to Mizrach and Meirif, and a Chacham ends up coming to Mizrach and Meirif, you don't have a right to decide whether you want to go to Mizrach or to Meirif? Probably to Ein Breira. Because Ayah held that Rabbi Yehuda held Ein Breira. So that you can't decide tomorrow something that will trigger retroactively what happened today. If that's the case, so what difference does it make if the Chacham only goes to Mizrach, or if the Chacham only goes to Meirif? At the end of the day, if he holds Ein Breira, then both of the cases shouldn't be an issue. Meaning all the halachas of the Mishnah, Masna Adam Ale Ruvoy, in Ba Chacham Mina Mizrach, Ruvi La Mizrach, Mina Meirif, Ruvi La Meirif, Balukan, Lukan, Lamakam Sarat's Eilich, Loylakan, Balaylakan, Aredi Kibina Iri. All the halachas that were mentioned were all Tali and Breira. So at the end of the day, if Ayoy holds, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira, which is okay, because there are Tanam that hold Ein Breira, and that's why he holds that in Ba Chacham, Lekanu Lekan, the halach is, it doesn't work, you can't make a decision tomorrow which Erev you want should be Chal. If that's the case, then it shouldn't be good either if the Chacham goes either to Mizrach or to Meirev. At the end of the day, if he goes to Mizrach or to Meirev, you still have to come out to Breira. Because right now, I planted an Erev LeMizrach, I planted an Erev LeMeirev. You don't know which one's going to be Chal. It's going to be determined based on where the Chacham goes. In the case of the Makam She'erza, it's going to be determined based on what I decide. In the case of where the Chacham goes to one direction, it's determined based on what the Chacham ends up doing. But either way, something tomorrow is triggering something today. So if he holds Ein Breira, then he holds Ein Breira. I'm Rabbi Yechon, that's Rabbi Yechon, and said, you're right. You have to say that when Ayah said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Ba Chacham LeMizrach, Eruvin LeMizrach, then Ba Chacham LeMayrev, Eruvin LeMayrev, it's talking about the Kfar Ba Chacham. It's talking about where the person planted the Erev. The Chacham had already come to Mizrach or to Meirev. That we mentioned in the introduction has nothing to do with Breira. Because over there, it's a good old-fashioned Tanai. He just doesn't know. It's a Gilui Mil Sabalma. I just don't know if he's LeMizrach or if he's LeMayrev. Okay, so if it's LeMizrach, I want a LeMizrach. If it's LeMayrev, I want a LeMayrev. That's not a problem. That's something you're allowed to do. The Chiddush is where the Chacham didn't come yet. You don't know whether the Chacham's going to come LeMizrach or LeMayrev. That's where we have to come on to the Halacha Breira. Either way, Ayoy had a girsa that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is Ein Breira, which is not like our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be okay with everything mentioned other than one kinech. If the Chacham comes to Mizrach LeMayrev and one of the Chachamim is his Rebbe, then we assume he has to go to the direction that his Rebbe's in. That's the Erev that's going to be Chal. But other than that, Rabbi Yehuda has no problem. Now, our Mishnah is predicated on the halacha of Yesh Breira. So in other words, we have a machlekes between our Mishnah and Ayoy. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, does he hold Yesh Breira or does he hold Ein Breira? According to the Girsa of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira. According to Ayah's Girsa, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. So Rab knew this, and Rab said, if it's a Shaila between the Mishnah and Ayah, Ayah is right, and the Mishnah is wrong. So Rav said, there's one issue I have, doesn't have a problem with the whole Mishnah, but there's one halacha in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda's mentioned in the Mishnah, that's a problem. The Gemara asks the obvious question, which is, you're knocking at a Mishnah because of Ayoy? Adarab afraid the Gemara. Less with Ayoy, Masnisin. If Rav thought that Ayoy contradicted the Mishnah, then he should have said Ayoy's Braisa must be inaccurate based on the Mishnah. How do you knock at a Mishnah based on Ayoy's Braisa? So the Gemara says, Lisolke Daitach. No, because Rav had knew from somewhere else that Ayoy's Girsa in Rabbi Yehuda is right. Because he knew from somewhere else that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Ein Breira. The Shamin, the way the Rabbi Yehuda, the last word, the time we learned in a Mishnah. In fact, this is a Breisa. Somebody buys wine from a Kuti. And this is a Kuti that's chashud on Trumas and Maestras. And it's for that reason, you just bought a barrel of wine. And this wine, you have to assume is Tevel. Meaning, you have to assume that the Kuti that sold it to you was not Mafrish, Trumas, and Maestras. So the Halach is like this. In the event that you want to drink from this wine, so again, the easy thing to do would be to be mafresh trumas or maizes. What if you can't be mafresh trumas or maizes for whatever reason? So there's another plan. You could say, "Oy mishnei lugan shani asa lahafresh harein truma." You could say tomorrow or when I get a chance, I'm going to be mafresh truma, and I want that which I will be mafresh in the future to be truma right now. Asara, I'm going to take 10% of this barrel, and I'm going to be mafresh it as maiserishin, and I want to be chal maiserishin right now. Tisha, and then I'm going to take another 10% of what's left, and I'm going to be mafresh maiserisheni, umecho, you mechalo the maiserisheni, v'shoi simiyad, and you could drink right away. Divrei Rab Meir, azay halt Rab Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, they disagree, they hold you not let her do it. Now, what's the hezbra in the machloikas? So you right now want to drink, promise you weren't mafresh trumas or maisers yet. So this is what you say. I'm creating the truma. The next shav lochem trumaschem. I'm doing it in my machshav. I'm creating the truma right now. I'm not being mafresh right now because I don't have a container. I physically have no way to be mafresh right now. So in my machshav, I'm being mafresh now. The problem is, being that I physically wasn't mafresh it, so there's no defined truma. So what I say is, okay, now there's no defined truma, but tomorrow there's going to be defined truma. And tomorrow when I go ahead and I'm mafresh, it'll be what? Oh, be huvra davar l'mafreya, that this was the truma that I shtel davek right away. Rav Meir says you can do this. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon said you can't do it. And the Gemara says throughout Shas that the hezber in this machloikas is that Rav Meir holds yesh breir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon hold ein breir. Rav Meir holds yesh breir. You could say that when I'm mafresh tomorrow, it's a gloy l'mafreya that this is what I was going to be mafresh, and this is where the truma was chal already today. So if truma was chal today, so I'm allowed to drink. I'm not drinking wine that's tevel. I'm also not drinking wine that's truma, because it's what I'm not fish that ends up being the truma. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, they hold ein breira, and me, they hold ein breira, so this doesn't work. But what do you see from here? That Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is ein breira. So Rav knew, not because of Ayah's brisa, he knew from one of the most famous prices in Shas, Halikeach Yayim Ibn Akutim, that Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is ein breira. So being that he knew Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is ein breira, so must be Ayah's girsa in Erev Tchumin is also the right girsa, because it's predicated on ein breira, which means the girsa that we have in our mission, which seems to suggest Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh prayer is wrong. And that's why Rav said, Lesa la masnisim edetani ayah. Ula, ma Ula argued. Ula said, Lesa la ayah ni masnisim. He said, I agree. There's a contradiction between what the Mishnah says and between what ayah said. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh prayer. In ayah's price, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein prayer. But whereas Rav said that the Iker is ayah, Ula said what the Gemara wanted Rav to say. And that is, no, the Mishnah, of course, is right. And ayah must have had the wrong girsa. Ve'ela, freik the Gemara, hadik tani, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oistrin. What about Rav's Raya? Rav's Hechrich to say that Ayah is correct is because Rav knew from the Braisa of Alekech Yami Ben Akutim that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion of Ein Breira. So what is Ula going to do with that Braisa? So the Gemara says, Ula, Zuzi, Zuzi. Some have the Gersa, Zugi, Zugi, Ketani. Ula had a different Gersa, meaning Ula's Gersa was that not Rav Meir holds you can be mafresh truma using Yesh Breira, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon say you can. But rather, Divrei Rav Meir vir Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda that were of the opinion that you can do this patent. It was Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Yisrael. But the bottom line is, it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rav Meir, the Yesh Breira. Oh, if Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira, that's like the Girsa of the Mishnah. It's not like the Girsa of Ayah. And it's for that reason that Ula said, Lesa lida Ayah midatani masisin. So the bottom line is what we took out of this first Gemara is two things. Number one, that the Hezbern, our Mishnah, is Yesh Breira. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda's mentioned in our Mishnah, and it sounds like from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda's mentioned in our Mishnah, and he only has a problem with one detail in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira. Ayah had a girsa that said Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira, and the Gedolei Amirah, Rav and Ula, they discussed whose gersa was the right gersa? Is it the Mishnah's gersa that Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh brera, or is it Ayah's gersa that Rabbi Yehuda holds ein brera? Rav said lesson la masnisim et detani ay. Ula said lesson the ayah et detani masnisim. What does it boil down to? It boils down to a gersa in another brera. Halakech yai mi ben akutim oimer shnei lugushan yosef lahafresh arein truma v'chulu v'chulu v'mechol v'shoisim yad divrei Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Oyser, but there was another Gersa. Divrei Rav Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Oyser. If Rabbi Yehuda holds you could do this, it means he holds Yesh Breira, which is like the Gersa in our Mishnah. If Rabbi Yehuda holds he can't do it, it means he holds Ein Breira, which is like the Gersa of Ai. So really, this Machloikis, Rav and Ula, whether the Ikur Gersa is the Gersa of the Mishnah, the Ikur Gersa, the Gersa is Ayoy, is totally in what the Gersa is in that Breira. Either way. So we mentioned the Derech Agav, this Breira, Halikeach Yayin Mibein Akutim, which the Gemara said is Tully in Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. Rav Meir clearly in that Braisa holds Yesh Breira. Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon clearly hold Ein Breira. And there's a little ambiguity as to what Rav Yehuda Shita does. Rav Yehuda hold Yesh Breira or does he hold Ein Breira? But Rav Yossi, that's who we're going to focus on right now, he definitely holds Ein Breira. Freak the Gemara. So Rav Yossi, Ein Breira. Rav Yossi holds you can't be Mafris Truma in your Machshava. I died to the Hachi that the Truma will be Chal on what I'm mafresh tomorrow, and it'll be a glory Milsal Mafreya, that was already the Truma right now, and I could start drinking me, yeah? Because Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira, but time we learned to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, Shnei Noshim Shalakhu, Eskinei and Be'erev. There were two women, each of which had to bring a kan. A kan in Kachim is two oifos that had to be brought as a carbon. One was a chatos, and the other one was an oil. Now, there were two women that each individually was obligated to bring a kan to the Beis HaMikdash, and they went together to the store, they went shopping, and they each bought two birds. And now together they have four birds, they bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, they hand it over to the Kohen. Or they gave, the Maseiros HaShas's Gemara says, the making name. They gave the money to the Kohen. So now the Kohen has these four birds. And no one ever decided which two of the four birds belong to one woman, which two belong to the other woman. Not just that, which is a chatas, which is an oila, and it really matters, because number one, a chatas and an oila are brought very differently. There's a perek in Masechtas Zvachim called chatas oif and oila oif. I mean, they were brought very, very differently. That's number one. And number two is you have to know who the bailim of a carbon is, because there's a loch of lishma, and especially a chatas that's brought shaloi lishma is possible. Even an oila is like all of the bailim m'shem chayv, the first mission of Masechtas Zvachim. So it's very important to know who the right owner of the carbon is. So right now, the kohen was just given four birds. He knows it's for two women, Rachel and Leah. He just doesn't know which is for Rachel, which is for Leah, which is a chatas, which is an oila. So what do you do? So Rabbi Yossi said, "Ezes shiurtz a kohen yakrif. If the kohen, he can do whatever he wants. He can bring whichever one he wants as an oila. With ezes shiurtz a yakrif chatas, and he can bring whichever one he wants as a carbon chatas." Now the question is, how could you do that? The kohen is going to decide this should be the oila. That's going to make this the oila. How does that make this the oila? Mechatesi, the Teretz is Yesh Breira. Oh, if you say Yesh Breira, then when the Kohen says, I want this to be an oila for Rochel, and I want this to be a chatas for Leah, etc., etc., it's a glory of Muslim Afreya that it was always Oymed Lakach. So if you say Rabbi Yossi holds Yesh Breira, it's very good. The problem is we just said Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira. He's one of the Tanoim that hold that Alikach Yayami Ben Akutim. You can't say that whatever I'll be Mafra should be Truma and then drink right away. So there's Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira, like it's Mashma from the Brais, Alikach Yayami Ben Akutim, or there's the old Yesh Breira, like it's Mashma from the Mishnah. So Rabbi said, Hasam Kisha Hisno. There it's talking about, again, a case where a person made a Tanai, where the two women together, when they purchased these birds, they didn't just purchase the birds stam. They said Mefurish. They said, we're going to purchase these birds, we're going to give it to the Kohen. You want to know which bird's going to be mine, which bird's going to be yours? Whichever one the Kohen decides should be mine, that's going to be mine. Whichever one the Kohen decides should be yours, that's the one that's going to be yours. So they clearly stipulated that it's going to be the Kohen that's going to have the ability to determine. Oh, being that they made a Tanai, so a Tanai is already different, Kishahisnu, then you don't have to come onto the Halacha Brev. Anyway, what's the Chiddush? It sounds like the Mishnah was saying a Chiddush. If it's talking about where they made a Tanai, it doesn't seem like there's much of a Chiddush. So the Gemara says, no, there's a Chiddush, Kamashmo and Kidrav Chizda. The Chiddush is Rav Chizda. Said, "Ein akina misparsha is the only time you're allowed to determine when which one of the birds of a kan is a chatnas and which one of the birds of a kan is an oila is during one of two times. It's based on psukim. Ibel kichas bailam, either at the time that the bailam purchased it, ibas sias koyin, or at the time that the koyin actually goes ahead and he does the avoda. So it's either at the time that the bailam purchased it, that's one time you could do it, or it's when the koyin goes ahead and the koyin does the avoda, that's another time that you can do it. And what the Mishnah essentially saying is Rav Chizda's halacha, that the way this needs to be determined is when the Kohen is going to do the Avodah, being that it wasn't determined b'shas l'kichas b'aylam, so it would have to be determined b'asiyas Kohen. There would be no other time to do it. That's really the point that the Mishnah is trying to tell me. What about the Brera problem? The teretz that is kisha hisnu. But the Gemara says, "Makati sav Rav Yosi and Brera." Could Rav Yosi really hold in Brera? V'ha Tanya. We learned in a brayso. Ama Oretz, Ama Lachaver, Ama Oretz, who went to a chaver and he said, "Kachli aguda achas shal yerek. Could you please buy for me one bundle of vegetables? Aglos ka'achas, or could you buy me one loaf of bread?" Ain't it tzarich la'aser? Halach is he doesn't have to give ma'aser. Divrei Rabbi Yosef. Chomim moim, chomim say tzarich la'aser, that you really do have to give ma'aser. So what's the case? The case is that a chaver was going to buy peiros from a Amma Aretz. And another Amma Aretz saw the chaver about to buy peiros. He said, "Do me a favor, I'll give you some money. Can you please go buy some peiros for me?" He said, "Sure, no problem." So he goes, he buys a bunch of peiros. Some of the peiros he had in mind to buy for himself, and some of the peiros he had in mind to buy for the Amoritz. Now, when you buy peiros from an Amoritz, again, he's buying from an Amoritz for an Amoritz. When you buy peiros from an Amoritz, the peiros are demai, you have to give ma'aser. Okay, so the chaver knows what he has to do. He's going to give ma'aser, he's going to follow the laws of demai. However, he's also going to be giving some of the peiros to another Amoritz. Now, the halacha is, an Amoritz was always considered chashid on not being mafresh from his own ma'aseris. A chaver is therefore not allowed to sell peiros she'enon mitukanim to an Amoritz. Why? Because we're afraid that this Amoritz is not going to give Trumas and Maizos like he's supposed to. So it's going to come out that you ended up being Machshalim. There's like a Lifnei Yiver, a Misayeya problem. So it's for that reason, this is not something that you're allowed to go. Here's the question. The question is when this Chaver buys Peiros from an Amoritz for an Amoritz, is he actually buying as a Shliach of the Amoritz from the Amoritz? Or is he buying it for himself and then he's reselling? Again, this is very technical from an alumnus perspective, but it's going to matter in this halacha. Or is he buying it and then he's reselling a chelik of it? What's the nafka mina? If he's just acting as a shlich for the Amoritz, so it's not an issue. I'm just buying it for the Amoritz. I never sold anything to the Amoritz. There's a look, I can't sell to an Amoritz. Perish, enemies of God, but that's not what I did. I mean, that's not what I did. So based on that, it shouldn't be a problem. If, however, we look at him as buying and then selling, then the halacha would be, he wouldn't be able to sell. So what does it depend on? He went ahead, he took $100, he bought $50 worth of schayr for himself, $50 worth of schayr from an Amoritz. Then he gave a chelik of it to an Amoritz. So the Gemara says, you know what this is Tolian? Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira, so then when you sell or when you give peiros to the Amoritz, the $50 worth of peiros that you bought for the Amoritz, Igloi Milson Lamafreya, that you purchased it for the Amoritz. If you purchased it for the Amoritz, there's no reason for you to have to give Maisa. If you hold Ein Breira, so there's no such thing as Igloi Milson Lamafreya. So when I buy $100 worth of peiros, I bought $100 worth of peiros. Now I went and I gave $50 of peiros for the Amoritz. That's a separate transaction. That's a separate deal. Oh, that already, it's like I'm selling to the Amoritz. Then I would have to give ma'aser. Who holds what? Rabbi Yossi said, "Einoi tzarech la'aser." The Chachamim say, "Tzarech la'aser." Rabbi Yossi says, "You don't have to give ma'aser." Why? Yesh breira. Chachamim say, "Tzarech la'aser." Ein breira. That's the case. Pray to Gemara again. Vakati. Sover Rabbi Yossi ein breira. Can you tell me Rabbi Yossi holds ein breira? You see from here that he holds yesh breira. So the Gemara says, the best teretz epoch. If you switch the names, it's not going to be a problem. Flip. It's not Rabbi Yossi that holds Tzarechlas, Eid Tzarechlas, Rabbi Yossi holds Tzarechlas, because he holds Embrer. Chomim say Tzarechlas, because Chomim hold, they really say Eid Tzarechlas, because they hold Yeshbrer, Freak the Gemara, Toshma, Nochakasho, Embrer, Maisa Sheesh, the Basi, a person that Maisa Sheni money in his house. Maisa Sheni, you could be Mechalol, if you don't want to, or it's going to be impractical for you to take your Maisa Sheni up to Yerushalayim, which is when Maisa Sheni had to be eaten. You're able to be paid, you could transfer the Kedusha from the Maisa Sheni onto money, and then take the money. Money doesn't go bad. So, inflation, but when you get around to it, you'll take the money, you'll bring it up to Yerushalayim, and you'll buy Peiros. So if somebody says, Icha Maisa Sheni money, I want it to be Mechulul Al Sela, Shetali Biyadim Minakis, right? All the Breira cases start with a person that has a little bit of a sense of humor. So he says, whatever dollar I'm going to take out of my, there'd be no Breira. He says, whatever dollar I'm going to take out of my pocket, that's the dollar that I want should be mechulos. Rabbi Yossi says, okay, when you pull a dollar out, mechulol. And here's the punchline, mechulol mafreya, meaning now already it's mechulol. Right now, I could be mechal of the peiros ma'aser sheni. I could say right now that I want this peiros ma'aser sheni to be chulin. Where's the kedusha going? I don't know. Tomorrow, I'm going to take a dollar out of my pocket, and when I take whichever dollar it is, that's what it's going to be challah. And right now, I could start eating. This only works if you hold yesh breira, igloy milsel mafreya, mechov v'shoyis miyat. But if you hold in breira, this shouldn't work. And Rabbi Yossi seems to say that it works. So the Gemara says, change the gear. Say epoch ema Rabbi Yossi. Maybe say Rabbi Yossi also Loichil. So what do we have? We had Rabbi Yossi in the price of Kech Yami Ben Akutim. Rabbi Yossi Oyser. He said it doesn't work. Why? Because he holds Ein Breira. Then we had two other Rabbi Yossis, both of which seemed to say Yesh Breira. But what we did was we flipped the two Rabbi Yossis. And we said that those two Rabbi Yossis don't really hold Yesh Breira. Really, they hold Ein Breira. So we had one Rabbi Yossi that says Ein Breira and two Rabbi Yossis that seemed to say Yesh Breira. So what we do? We flipped the two to accommodate the one. Frank the Gemara, my chazes to afchis tarti mekama chada. Does it make sense? You're going to be meshabesh two brises to make it shtim with one. Hey, pechada mekama tarti. Doesn't it make sense to do it in the reverse? Shouldn't we switch Rabbi Yossi and the brise of alekech yami ben akutim? Right, one should defer to two. Why are two deferring to one? So the Gemara says, ha vada yebchana. This last one for sure is a mistake. How do you know that? Tanya tektani, seifa, because it's a seifa to that brise. The seifa says, umoyde Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is moyde ba'omer. If somebody says that I have ma'aseh sheni in my house and I want that it should be mechulul al selach hadashish talbi al menarkos on a new seller that I'm going to take out of my pocket, shechilul, that should be good, that works. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi, who said that it doesn't work to be mechalul ma'aseh sheni on money, shetalbi al menarkos, is moida that there is an instance where it does work. When does it work? If he says not that I want it to be mechulul on a seller, but he says I want it to be mechulul on a sela chadasha shetali biyadim minakis. So we want one thing. Mid to come a hachash chilel, mechal da hasam loy chilel. What's it sound like? Rabbi Yossi, who said it doesn't work, over here holds it does work. The problem is, we had the gears to the Rabbi Yossi says it always works. So what do you mean, a mighty Rabbi Yossi that it works? He always holds it works. If Rabbi Yossi would have said it doesn't work, oh, mighty Rabbi Yossi here it does work. But Rabbi Yossi said it does work. It works. And by the way, Rabbi Yossi is mighty that there it works. But the Yossi said it works. Oh, must be. So the Gemara said, this is not like an epoch that we're boxed into a corner. We have no choice. Okay, flip it like a chasuri mechzer v'achiktani. What do you want me to do? There's no other way out of the sugya. No, here it's muchach, the Gemara says. Havadai epoch. This is zicher an epoch. There's no shayla this is an epoch. So what do you mean if this is an epoch? So it comes out we have two Rabbi Yossis that hold Ein Breira, and we have one Rabbi Yossi that holds Yesh Breira. So now you know which is the real Rabbi Yossi. It's obviously the Rabbi Yossi that holds Ein Breira. The Gemara says, just to clarify Rabbi Yossi shita, so again, if somebody has ma'aseh sheni in his house, he says, I want to be mechalel on money. Which money? I don't know, the dollar that I'm going to pull out of my pocket. That's the money that I want to be mechalel on. So what's the halacha? It doesn't work. Why? Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira. If, however, he says, a selu chadasha, oh, a new dollar, a newly minted coin, that does work. What's the metzias of the selu chadash? Is it talking about where the person has either two or three seloim chadashos, the yesh breira, meaning, and he holds it works because of Breira, Ainu Kamaisa. What difference does it make if it's a new coin or an old coin? At the end of the day, it boils down to Breira. There's a chilik if the coin was from the 1960s or if it's new. Well, what difference does it make? Ela deleka elochada. Must be. He only had one salachadasha, the Maitala. What does Maitala mean, Zakrashi? Why did he have to be mechalalit based on the one that he's going to pull out? He only has one. See, he could have said that wherever it is, even if it's in the kiss, I want to be mechalo, my ma'isa sheni, on the one selah chadasha that I have. Oh, if you have three, then it makes sense, tala, because that's your way of refining your search, of determining which one of the dollars that I want to be mechalo it on. But if Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira, then it must be only have one. If you only have one, then what is tala mean? So the Gemara says, you're right, the word tala is a misnomer. I did the tani reisha tala, tana sefa nami tala. Really, Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira, and there's no difference between a new coin or an old coin, that's obvious. So what did he mean when he said tala? He meant that that he used tala in the resha where it doesn't work because he holds Ein Breira. Here too, it's not going to work either. So just to recap the second part of the daf, and that is Rabbi Yossi, the great Tana Rabbi Yossi, as in Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, as in Rabbi Yossi that's Nimuka Imoy, as in Rabbi Yossi the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, one of his last five Talmidim, after Rabbi Akiva went down to the Darim, after the 24,000 Talmidim died. So the great Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's father, Rabbi Loz Rabbi Yossi's father, the Yossi of Shabbos of Kuf Yud Ches Fein. What's Rabbi Yossi Shita as it relates to the halacha of Breira? There's Rabbi Yossi old Yesh Breira Ein Breira. And at first glance, when you set it up, there seems to be a steer. Rabbi Yossi in the price of Lekei Chaim Ben Akutim holds Ein Breira. Yet you have Rabbi Yossi regarding the chaver who bought Peiros for an Amma Aretz, from an Amma Aretz, and that's Sugya Rabbi Yossi holds the Yesh Breira. And then you have Rabbi Yossi in the Sugya of being Mechala Maisa Sheni on the coin that I'm going to put out of my pocket. You can eat the Maisa Sheni as if it's Chulim Yad. Again, it sounds like he holds the Yesh Breira. And what the Gemara did was, the Gemara switched the Girsa, Epoch, on the ladder to Rabbi Yossi's, because really Rabbi Yossi's Shita is that Ein Breira, another Gemara. Omale Rav the Rav Nachman. Rav told Rav Nachman, Man who's the Tana that holds that even by Dinei Derabbanon, Ein Breira? Now, how do you know anyone holds by Derabbanon's Ein Breira? The Tanya, it's a Brayis, Omar Chamisha, if someone over to five people, and he told him, I read him, Arval Ezim, Mikem Sha'erza, he says, I am going to make an Erev Tchumin for one of you. Went over to five people, I'm walking to a Kiddush tomorrow, I need someone to walk with me, I'm not sure who yet. I made it for one of you five, and he said like this, Al Ezim, Mikem Sha'erza, I'm going to wake up in the morning, I'm going to decide who it should be okay for. Ratzisi Yeilech, Le Ratzisi Lo Yeilech, said Allah is like this, Ratzim Mibayodyoim, if he makes his decision, Mibayodyoim, then it's okay. Mishach Hashecha, once it becomes Shabbos, if he makes his decision, Ein Eruv Yerev, it's not going to work. Why, if he makes his decision once the Shabbos is not okay, what's the problem? He made the Erev, he just wasn't sure yet. Teretz is Ein Breira, right? Obviously. Now, it's not the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Yesh Breira in this exact case. It wasn't Mamish this case, but in the case of Erev Tchumen. But Rabbi found a Breisa that says Ein Breira by Tchumen. And he went to Rav Nachman, he said, Rav Nachman, I'm familiar with a lot of Shitas HaTanoim in the Sugya Breira, but I don't know one Tana that holds Ein Breira by a Dirabana. So far we had Breira in the Sugya of Alokei Chiyami Ben Akutim, that's Truma, that's Maisa Sheni. These are all Dine Dei Raisa. The Amma Oretz, who asked the Chaver to buy food from an Amma Oretz. Again, you're dealing with Truma, so Maisa Sheni is a Dine Dei Raisa. But by a Dirabanan, there should be someone that holds Ein Breira. Who is such a Tana? So the Gemara says, Ishtik v'lo yomel v'lo midi. Rav Nachman was quiet. He didn't know. He told Rav, I'll be honest, I don't know. It's great to Gemara. You don't know. Even we know. We just started learning the Sugya Breira. And we know who it is. V'lo yomel tana d've ayoy. Why didn't he tell him? It's ayoy. Right? It's ayoy. Who was ayoy? Ayoy had a Shitas Rabbi Yehuda who held Ein Breira even by Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen is a Dirabanan. So that's in mamish the case that Rava presented to Rav Nachman a brisa that's talking about Erev Tchumen. So why didn't he tell him Ayah? So the Gemara says Lishmiyale. Rav Nachman didn't know of Ayah's halacha, and because he didn't know of Ayah's halacha, that's why he was quiet. So the Gemara says Rav Yosef was there, and Rav Yosef said Tanoi Shoklis Ma'alma. He said, I don't understand this whole shmooze. He says, Chevra, we're having a conversation as if all the Tanoim were taken away from the world. Right? This is an expression. Tanoi, it's a mafurish Tanoim. You don't have to know Ayah. Maybe Ayah is a yediya. Maybe Ayah is. Brises weren't so familiar to all the Amoraim, right? We don't have that much Torah from Ayah. So maybe the Amoraim didn't really know that much of Ayah's Torah. But he said it, this is already my first time we learned to the Brises. If somebody says, I want to make an Erev for all the Shabbosis of the year. But he says that every Shabbos I'm going to make a decision again. Do I want to use the Erev? Do I not want to use the Erev? So if he makes his decision, if he makes his decision already once it's dark, Rav Shimon says it's a good Erev. Chum say it's not a good Erev. So what do you see? Rav Shimon holds a Ruvay Erev, obviously holds the Yesh Breira. Chum holds a Ruvay Erev, obviously they hold a Breira. So Rav Yosef said, I don't understand. This, we have, forget about Ayah. It's a Mefurish Machlekes, Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. It's a Mefurish Breisa. Whether you say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira when it comes to Erev Tchumen. So he told Rav, Rav Nachman, Tanoi Shoklis Ma'alma, you're having this conversation as if you don't know the Machlekes, Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. Either way, so we just mentioned Rav Shimon in the context of Breira, and the Gemara from here until the end of the daf is going to discuss what Reb Shimon's Shita is as it relates to Erev. So we discuss Reb Yehuda's Shita as it relates to Breira. We discuss Reb Yosi's Shita as it relates to Breira. And now we're going to discuss the Hilagatana Reb Shimon, as in Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, what his Shita was as it relates to Breira. So Reb Yosef just quoted a Braisa, where somebody made an Erev Tchumen, and he wants this to be the Mazen Shtei Sudai, so this Erev, whatever it is, it should be for all the Shabbosos of the year. Nothing wrong with that. However, every Shabbos, he decides again, does he want it to be or not be again? So the question, could he make the decision on Shabbos? Reb Shimon said, yeah. The Chachamim said, no, you can't make the decision on Shabbos. What does it sound like? Reb Shimon holds Yesh Breira. Chom hold Ein Breira. Faith to Gemara, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, the Lesley Breira. L'chura, we know Reb Shimon holds Ein Breira, because Reb Shimon was also mentioned in the Braisa of Alekei Chiyayim Ibn Akudim, and he was one of the Oisrin. Right? Reb Meir was Mater. Reb Shimon, Reb Yosi were Oisrin. Reb Yehuda, we weren't sure about. But Reb Shimon, we know for sure, was Oisrin, which means Reb Shimon holds Ein Breira. So Faith to Gemara, Reb Shimon treats Ein Breira. Kasha the Reb Shimon, Ad the Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, Elo, Epoch. No, you can always do an Epoch, just like we did it twice for Rabbi Yossi. So we can always go for Rabbi Shimon, maybe switch this Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is really the one that holds Embrae. But Frank, think about my kasha. Why do you have to say Epoch? Again, Epoch is a last resort, unless you have a good basis to say Epoch. But why do you have to say Epoch? Don't look at the Rabbi Shimon Breyer, but they rise. So we just said, Rabbi asked Rabbi Nachman, does anyone hold Embrae by the Rabbanans? I mean, it sounds like there's a svara to say, maybe, Yesh Breyer when it comes to the Rabbanans, Embrae when it comes to the Raisas. So the Gemara says, half of a fellow, maybe when does Rabbi Shimon hold Embrae? That's the Raisa. Okay, Yechai mi ben akutim chuma meiser. There we're dealing with Dine de Raisa. Dine de Raisa, Rabbi Shimon holds Embrae. Ava b'de Rabbanan, Erev t'chumim is it in the Rabbanan. So Islay, maybe over here he holds Yesh Breyer. So the Gemara says, because of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef wasn't masking. He held, man de Islay Breyer, loishim b'de Raisa, loishim b'de Rabbanan Islay. Man de Leslay Breyer, loishim b'de Raisa, loishim b'de Rabbanan Leslay. And therefore, the Gemara was discussing the Shaila, because the Gemara is of the opinion, the Bach takes out the word Rav Yosef, this is not part of Rav Yosef anymore, but either way, the Gemara was of the opinion that maybe there's, even though Rav heard a chiluk, but at the end of the day, the Gemara is not nachas to the chiluk, and that's why the Gemara thinks it's a very good kasha, a steer in Rav Shimon, and based on that, the Gemara says, Epoch Rav, oh, my Rav has had a different teretz. Again, a different teretz to the steer in Rav Shimon. Like, hey, Chayami Ben Akut, Rav Shimon says, you can't be mafresh in your mind, and then tomorrow be mafresh. Assume that Lumafreya, that was already the truma, and start drinking right away now before tomorrow comes. Why? Because of Embrae. Erev Shimon holds by Ruvei Tchumen, he holds of the Halach of our Mishnah. You can make a decision which Erev is going to be Chal, or if the Erev should be Chal, Mishech HaShecha, which suggests that he holds Yesh Breira. So Rava said it's different. Shani Hassam, it's the reason Reb Shimon holds it doesn't work by truma has nothing to do with Breira. This is a big svara. Meaning, Al-Kei Chaimi Ben Akutim is Exhibit A in the Sugya Breira. But the Gemara is going to introduce now two svaras that maybe the reason in the Sugya of Al-Kei Chaimi Ben Akutim it's not okay is really not a Breira Diga Sugya, but maybe it's a different svara. Number one, Rava, maybe there it's different because there's Alochi, you need Reishis Sheshiyareo Nikarim. It says in the Torah, Reishis Degoncha Tiroishchav Yitzarecha, that Truma has to be Reishis. Reishis sounds like it's the first, as opposed to others, which suggests that at the time that you create truma, it has to be nikkur what the truma is. And being that over there, it's still all samisht, and you're not going to know until tomorrow, so you're right, yesh breira, maybe yesh breira. The problem is achshav, the truma is going to be chal. If the shirayim of it is not nikkur, it's not going to be okay. Amalei abaya. If that's the case, if somebody would have two pomegranates that would tevel, and he says, if it rains today, if it doesn't rain today, are you going to tell me, meaning if somebody goes ahead and he makes a simple tanai, he says that I want the truma to be chal based on whether it rains today, which the Gemara thinks is a case that rubbish of sure should be made the works. I have to know why. But he thinks for sure that Rava should agree this works. Are you going to tell me it doesn't work? Why not? Because of a new halacha called that you need the shirayim should be nikkur. And at the time that I said out of my mouth that I want the truma to be chal, it wasn't nikkur whether it was going to rain or not. So based on that, it shouldn't be okay. If you're going to tell me yes, v'hatanan. And by the way, the Rishonim say that Rashi speaks out. This v'hatanan is really the punchline. It's not even clear why Abaya said what he just said. It was just like, you know, sometimes to bring out the point. Rava, you realize the implications of what you're saying? Because if what you're saying is right, that means this is also right. Now Rava could say, fine, that's right. That's not a kasha. The kasha is the next line. V'tanan, Rava, not only are there implications for what you're saying, but I have a raya that it's nishta emes. Because we learned in the Mishnah, truma sakri, the truma of the kri hazeh, umaisroisa besoichoi, the truma smaisroisa besoichoi. Rav Shimon Omar, Rav Shimon says, kar Hashem. Meaning a person could have a kri, and within the kri, he could say that I want the truma to be chal, and the maiser to be chal, and assuming he has a kri that was maiserishan, there should be truma smaisroisa that's chal from within the maiserishan. The bottom line is you can be mafresh truma even while it's in the kri. You can be mafresh mice even when it's in the kri. This is Abaya's kasha. Not like your halacha. Rabbi, you're telling me there's a din reishis sheshiyareo nikarim, that the only time you can make truma is if it's nikkur, what's truma, what's not truma. You have to be able to see the shirayim. What do you mean? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, truma sakri, umaisroisa betoichoi, it's all chal. So the Gemara says, shani hasam, there it's different. The ikka svivav. In that case, what the person said was, is he wants, the way Rashi explains it, that the truma should be chal in the toichoi part of the kri, the innermost part of the kri. there is shirayim nikarim, because the outer part, the sviva, that is nikar, and that part is not going to be chal truma. And being that there is shirayim nikar, even though there's also some shirayim that's not nikar, but at the end of the day, you can check off the box. Is this shirayim nikar? Yeah. Is all this shirayim nikar? Maybe not. Because all the toichai is included in truma sakri, and only part of it is really truma. Zolzai. But at the end of the day, there is shirayim nikar. Like, hey, chayami ben akutim, there's no toichai and svivov. He said that somewhere in here there's truma. I don't know where it is. There's no sviva that's nicker. Being that there's nothing nicker, it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. In short, what the Gemara's teretz was, there's no steer in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds yesh prayer. That's why he holds it halacha the Mishnah. That's why he holds by erev tchumen you can do it. What's pshad in lekech yami ben akutim? Why does Rav Shimon over there hold it's not good? It's based on a holder. It's a truma halacha. And in fact, if that Bryce wasn't talking about truma, it was talking about something else, Rav Shimon would have been on the other side. It'd been on the side of Rameir, maybe Rav Yehuda, he would have held Yesh Prayer. Iba Yaseima, another teretz, same mahalach. Really, Rav Shimon holds Yesh Prayer. Ay, Alekech, Yami Ben Akutim, Rav Shimon says it doesn't work. No, it's Kediktani Taimo, Amulay, the Rameir, and this is already supported by a Braisa. Because in the Braisa, Chaman told Rameir, yeah, Tamoy, the Shem Yibaka, Noid, how could you tell me that you're allowed to drink right now based on the assumption that tomorrow you're going to be mad? What if you're not mad for Shumas and Maestros tomorrow? So you're drinking now based on what you're going to do tomorrow? What happens if this noid breaks and all the wine goes to waste and you never mafresh tomorrow? So it's going to come out that you just drank tevel, right? So you know, Rameir told him, if it happens, it happens. Meaning, I'm not chayish for that. Rameir was chayish l'miyut, is not worried about this, right? Rameir said, if it happens, let it happen. No, but what do you see from here? Just before we go weiter. So you see a whole other reason in why the Chachamim and why Rav Shimon may have argued with Rameir. Not because he holds ain't Breira, not because you need Shireh and Nikarim, but rather the reason he argued was because he was concerned Shami Yibaka Anoitz. Again, Rav Shimon really holds Yesh Breira. The reason Rav Shimon was Oyser is simply because Rav Shimon was worried Shami Yibaka Anoitz. Right to Gemara. Rava said that Pshat in Rav Shimon was you need Shireh and Nikarim. Now we just brought a Braisa where Rav Shimon's talking. Rav Shimon gave us his own information. We don't have to guess anymore what Pshat Rav Shimon is. Amrulai, the Rameir, Iyat, the Moed, the Shem Yibaka. Who's the Amrulai? It's for sure Rav Shimon and Rav Yossi, and maybe also Rav Yehuda. Totally the Machlek is Rav and Ula, Namad Aleph, where Rav Yehuda stands. Does he hold Yesh Breira, or does he hold Ein Breira? It's afraid to Gemara, the Mad, the Salakadai, the Meikar, the Binarash, the Shura, and Nikar, and my Kamrilay. So why are they talking to Tim about Shem Yibaka Noid? I thought the reason is Shira and Nikar. It's a good cash on Rav. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamrilay. This is what they told him. Lidi, Dan, Binarash, Shura, and Nikar. Maybe the way Rav understood, the Chama was saying, we hold, you need Shireh Nikarim. And that's why it's not okay, Elkei Chami Ben Akutim. Lidi Dach, you want to tell me you don't hold of the Halacha of Shireh Nikarim? Okay, I can live with that. But yeah, the Moida, shouldn't you be Moida at the very least, that Shemi Yibaka Hanoid, the Nimtza Shoyse Tfolim L'mafreya, at the very least it should be Moida, Shemi Yibaka Hanoid, and it's going to come out that you drink Yitavel L'mafreya. I'm a lemon, he told him back, you know what? If it breaks, let it break. But the bottom line is that it was just more of an added question that they asked. So the bottom line is just to recap the last part of the daf. So we had a steer in Reb Shimon in the price of Lekech Hamim Ben Akutim seems to hold Ein Breira. Yeah, Reb Shimon says, Erev Tchumen, you can go ahead and you could work with Breira. It says Reb Shimon hold Ein Breira. What does Reb Shimon hold Ein Breira? And really what emerged was four possible terutzim. One is Epoch, that's easy. That really Reb Shimon old Ein Breira, the Ikar Reb Shimon is the Reb Shimon and the Braisa, Halakech Yami Ben Akutim. Maybe there's a difference between the Raises and the Rabbanans. Halakech Yami Ben Akutim, you're dealing with the Raises, Reb Shimon holds Ein Breira. As opposed to Erev Tchuma, which is the Rabbanan, maybe over there Reb Shimon holds that Yesh Breira. Another svar is maybe really Reb Shimon holds Ein Breira, really holds Yesh Breira. And that's why Be Erev it works. Aye, what's pshat by Halakech Yami Ben Akutim? There's a new din be'in on reisha shirayim nikarim. And even though Breira works, but right now, I don't have it. So right now, I have no shirayim that are nikarim. And for that reason, it's not going to work. The Iba Yaseima, again, Reb Shimon holds Yesh Breira. The reason it doesn't work is simply because he was worried. Shema Yibake Hanoid Exhale. So it got late early. So just one ha'ara as it relates to the halachos of Erev Tchumen, not Breira, but rather the halachos of Erev Tchumen. And that is, we mentioned yesterday that we saw on Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, it permeated Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis as well. It's something that's going to come up again and again, and that is, there was a machlokes tanoim, whether Tchumen is the Eraisa or Tchumen is the Rabbanan. Now the truth is, the idea of Tchumen is definitely referenced in a pasuk. It says in the Torah, in Parashas Beshalach, it's in the Parashas Haman, Ru'u ki Hashem nosam lachem ha-shabbos, al keinu noisam lachem ha-yoyim ha-shishi, lechem yoyimayim, shvu ish tachtov, al yeitze ish mimikoymoy, ba-yoyim ha-shvi. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden that there's going to be no man on Shabbos. Every morning you're waking up, ba-boiker, ba-boiker, to verchinu es hashe yovit, but on Shabbos Kodesh, there's going to be no man. And as a result, shvu ish tachtov, stay put, al yeitze ish mimikoymoy, ba-yoyim ha-shvi. Make sure you don't leave your makom. The Gemara, Masechtas Erevin, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, learns from a very long-winded Gzeira Shava that when it says in the Torah, Al Yetze Ish Mimkoymai, what does Mimkoymai mean? It means 1 mil, or Alpayim Amma. And essentially what the Torah was saying was, is Al Yetze Ish Mimkoymai, that a Yid is not let it go outside is Alpayim Amma. Now the word Tanon, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, who held Tchumen is Deiris, it's a real pasuk. It's an Azara, the Deiris, just like it says in the Torah, in Aladit Nevela, it says in the Torah, Al Yetze Ishmim Koime Beyem Ashvi. What does Mekoime mean? Alpayim Amma. No Yid is allowed to go outside of Alpayim Amma Beyem Ashvi. A Yid's not allowed to go outside his Tchuman Shabbos. There were, however, other Tanam. In fact, most of the Tanam and Shas, they're of the opinion that Tchumen is a Derabbanan. It says in the Torah, Al Yetze Ishmim Koime, Mim Koime means Alpayim Amma, the Gemara Erevin Daf Nun Aleph. That's only an Asmach. Either what was Pashup Shad in the Pasuk? What was Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Yidden? If he wasn't saying Issa Tchumen, then what was he saying? What is Al Yetze Ish Mimkoymi Beyem Ashvi? So Rashi Chumash says, V'ikorei Shol Mikra Al Loik De'Amon Nema. It was a special Azara for the Loik De'Amon. The Loik De'Amon had to know that while there was Mon, yeah, then there's a halacha of Al Yetze Ish Mimkoymi Beyem Ashvi. Like Nitna Teira El Loik De'Amon. That's what this Azara was. But as far as a general Azara for Issa Tchumen, Tchumen is only a Durabanon. I the Gemara, it's an Asmachta, but the Ikur Pshutai Shal Mikra, that's referring to a Loik De'Amon. Stating that, we mentioned that there's a Machlokes Rishonim, whether the Manda Amar throughout Shas, that holds Tchumen's Derabbanan, holds that there's no concept at all of Tchumen Deiraisa, or whether he merely holds that the Tchum of Alpayim Amma is a Derabbanan. But maybe, even the man da'amar that holds Tchum is Derabbanan, most of the Tanam and Shas agree that there is a concept of a Tchum Deiraisa. What would be the premise to that? What's the makar? It's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that even though Tchum is Derabbanan, however, a Yid is not let it go more than Yud Beis Mil on Shas. So Alpayim Amma, that's a Derabbanan. But Yud Beis Mil, that already is something that you're not allowed to do. And there's a major shaila in the Rishonim, whether the Bavli agreed with that, the Yerushalmi, or didn't agree with the Yerushalmi. Meaning, the Yerushalmi, it's Mefurish. The question is, what is the sheet of the Bavli? And there's a lot of Gishmakarid, some of which hopefully we'll be able to get to in the coming Dafin, to try to prove from different Gemaras, whether the Bavli agreed with the Yerushalmi or didn't agree with the Yerushalmi. But fast forward to the bottom line, the sheet of Saram on the beginning of the 27th Perek in Ilchah Shabbos and his Yad Chazaka is, that even though Tchumen of Alpayim Am is a Derabbanan, but Yud Beis Mil is a Deiraisa, it's also the Shita Saraifi. But Rav Rishonim argue, La Halacha, we mentioned yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah says from the Mechaben the Ramah, it's a mashma, they held Yud Beis Mil is a Deiraisa. The Vilna Gaon, he said, was Noita Kedas HaPoiskim, that old Tchumen, even Yud Beis Mil is a Derabbanan. But the bottom line is, Tchumen Alpayim Amma, whether it's a Deiraisa Derabbanan, that's a Machlokes in Shas. Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil, whether that's Deiraisa, that's a Machlokes Rishonim, it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi. The Machlokes Rishonim is, what exactly is the Shita of the Bav? There's a pasuk in the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar. Bamidbar, Perik Beis, Pasuk Beis. And the Torah is introducing the Degolim. We know that when the Yidden camped in the Midbar, so there was a very precise formation. The Degolim, there's a lot of fascinating machshava and Kabbalah that's associated with the concept of the Degolim. But it's Perik Beis in Sefer Bamidbar. The pasuk says, Vayidabra Hashem el Moshe velaharein lemer. Ish al digloi ba'oisois Lebeis avoysam yachanu bnei Yisrael. Hashem tells Moshe that when the Yidden are going to camp in the Midbar, they have to make sure it's ishal digloi. It's not just a hefkevel. You can't just pitch a tent wherever you want. But ishal digloi mineged saviv laoyel moyed yachanu. And then he said that you have to make sure that all the Yidden are going to reside saviv laoyel moyed. It's going to be like a circle around the oyel moyed, and they're supposed to be mineged. So the Yidden had to be each shevet per his degel. Number one. That's the first criteria. The second criteria, it was mineged saviv la'ayomay. Let's look to Hilger Rashi. What does it mean, mineged saviv la'ayomay? This is a Rashi in Chumash, in the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar. Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis. Mineged, meirachik mil. they had to be within 1 mil of the Oyel Mohid. K'moshe Nebbi Yeshua says, Rashi, how do I know that? Because the pasuk can say for Yeshua, Perigimel pasuk Dalet, Ach rocha gie beinechem ubeinov kalpayim ama. The context over there was when the Yidden were going to conquering Eretz Yisrael, and they were in Yericho, and they were going to have to spend Shabbos in Yericho. So Yeshua ben told the Yidden that you're going to spend Shabbos within alpayim ama of the Aroin. Ach rocha gie beinechem uveinov kalpayim ama. And what was the reason, Zok Rashi, quoting Chazal, sheyuchlu lovay b'Shabbos? It's like this, you'll be able to come on Shabbos. So what do you see from there? That there was an inyan, that the Yidden was supposed to be within close proximity to the Aron on Shabbos. Kidei sheyuchlu lovay b'Shabbos. It's like this, they'll be able to come on Shabbos. So Zok Rashi, when it says in the Pasuk, mineged soviv la'ayom mayed, you want to know what mineged means? It means meirochayk mil. K'may shenema b'yoshua, achurochayk yeh b'neichem v'neinof kalpayim amu, sheyuchlu lovay b'Shabbos. Here too, make sure you reside within the shear of a mill, within the shear of alpayim amah. So like this you'll be able to come on Shabbos. I saw in the Moshev Skenim ala Torah, so the Moshev Skenim ala Torah, not to be confused with the Daz Zakenim ala Torah, is also from the Bali Tosfos. The Daz Zakenim Bali Tosfos is from the Bali Tosfos, of course. There's a sefer called Moshev Skenim ala Torah, which is also from the Bali Tosfos. But either way, in the Moshev Skenim, he asks on Rashi, he says, Chashtenish Rashi Sushta. He says, I don't understand. Rashi, now the Makar to Rashi is a Chazal, but Rashi said that just like when the Yidden were camping in Yericho, so too, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they also had to be not more than alpayim amah. And that's why, what does mineged mean? Mineged means within the shear of mil. He says, I don't understand. He says, we know that you're not let it go more than a mil. You can't go more than alpayim amah on Shabbos. But what does it mean you can't go more than alpayim amah on Shabbos? A Yid can't walk 2,000 amas on Shabbos? No, of course not. That's a terrible, terrible mistake. It means that you have your makom shvisa, and you can't go yoisem alpayim amah beyond your makom shvisa. Right? That's what it means. So, for example, if you live in a city, you can walk from one side of the city to the other. You can even leave your city. You can even walk up until 2,000 amas beyond the city. If there's an Iburi Shalir, you get another 70 amas. You just can't go beyond that. That's what it means. But Avada, there's no halacha that says that I'm not allowed to walk more than alpayim amah. It's more than alpayim amah beyond the tchum. If I don't live in the city, okay. What if I'm spending Shabbos in a desert somewhere in Avald? So yeah, I have my dalet amas. That's my makom shvisa. Then I'm only going to have alpayim amah. But it's alpayim amah beyond my makom shvisa. So Fred Toisvis of Rashi, he says, Bishlagu when the Yidden when Yerichoi. He said, then they were out in Yerichoi. They had no real makom shvisa, so their tent was their makom shvisa. So then they had to make sure that they were within alpayim amah, because they weren't allowed to walk yoisem alpayim amah. He said, but when the Yidden were in the midbar, we know al pi Hashem yachanu v'al pi Hashem yisol. He said the Yidden, they were blanketed by Anani Yaakovid. He says the Anani Yaakovid were makiv soviv kol machane Yisrael. And he said if that's the case, they served as mechitzos for machane Yisrael. So now there's a chefza called machane Yisrael. The entire area where the Yidden resided was one big city. It was one big shtot. Where did they live? Al pi Hashem Yachno, al pi Hashem Yisrael. The zip code was the Anani Yaakovid. That's where the Yidden were. They were b'mokim where the Shechina was. It was one big mokim, the mokim of the Shechina. So that's the case. Vos past al payim amu. Al payim amu is the tayitz al payim amu chutzliir. But it's not al payim amu chutzliir. This is all one big area, one big mechitza. Fascinating garden. Shtel su does the Bali Taisvis and Gemara and Erev and Dafnun Heim and Beis. So we'll have to wait a little bit until we get to that Gemara. But for now, that's the Ha'ara on Rashi. But there was something else that bothered me on Rashi. I think a very basic Ha'ara. And that is, there was Tchumen in the times of the Midbar. When the Yidden were traveling in the Midbar, they had to worry about Tchumen. Yeshua ben Nun, they had to worry about Tchumen. L'chayra bishloim of Tchumen's Dairaisa. And Tchumen Dairaisa is the Taich Alpayim Amos. Okay, I understand. So you had Tchumen. But if you hold that Tchumen's the Rabbanon, then L'chayra, why was there Tchumen when the Yidden were in the Midbar? L'manda amar Tchumen the Rabbanon, why are we talking about Tchumen? Now, what is Rashi Shita in Chumash? I mean, of course, that's a silly question. But what's Rashi Shita in Chumash in terms of Tchumen Dairaisa or Tchumen the Rabbanon? We mentioned Rashi yesterday. Rashi in Parshas Beshalach couldn't be more clear. Shvu ish tachtav in Parshas Beshalach al yetzei ish mim koymei bayoyim ha-shvi. So Rashi, elu alpayim amish al-tchum Shabbos. For v'loy b'mefurish, she'ein tchum en elam idivrei soifrin. V'ikrei shal mikra loich de'am on emr. Rashi went out of his way to pick sides. Rashi said, I hold tchum in z'dirabba. Rashi didn't have to say that. This is not the Rambam's Yad Chazaka. This is not a Sifkot in Shulchan Aruch. This is not Mishabur Chelik Dalit. Why Rashi have to say that? Because Rashi was mefarish. He said the pshutei shal mikra is like that tchumin is really a din derabanan. It's the ikrei shal mikra le'nemer ela like te'ama. So Rashi's picking the tzad of all the rishonim, the halacha, that tchumin is only a din derabanan. Yud beis mil is a shayla, but that tchumin is a din derabanan. So how come Rashi over here starts telling me you have to make sure mirachik mil? What was this derabanan going on over here? Okay, so you'll tell me. It's not such a stark and kasha. You could tell me maybe this Rabbanan is a very, very old Rabbanan. Maybe this Rabbanan existed already in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe this Rabbanan existed already in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. I hear. It's possible, right? We have no evidence to say to the contrary. The only har on that is that there is a tremendous shita in the Olam Hared, in the Rishonim and the Achronim, that any takana that was ever instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu, we have raid bites on this, that any takana that was ever instituted by Moshe Tikkun Lem Yisrael, right? Any takana that was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu has a din of a deraisa. Doesn't even have a din of a derabana. So if this tchumin was mitakanas Moshe Rabbeinu, it's an old derabanan that it would vite to be a deraisa, or at the very least, totally in a lot of raid. So l'chayra, what's going on over here? Rashi over here is talking to me about tchumin. If tchumin's deraisa, there's a gavaldiga Rashi. But if tchumin's derabanan, then what's this tchumin of Alpayamama doing in the midbar? Why are we worried about me neged soviv lo yomoyed? Rashi is being mefarish the pasuk. This is Rashi in Chumash, Rashi the parshon. That this is Pashim Shad over here? Why would he contradict himself in the way he was mefarish the pasuk in Parshas Beshalach? And even if you'll tell me it's a derabbanon, but it's a Moshe Rabbeinu digger derabbanon, then it's vayta deiraisa. Then tchumin shavayta be a deiraisa. So the chura, it's a little bit tzarech beer. But I think the pshad is like this. I think that, and I think that maybe this is emes. Maybe. And that is that we know that there are certain derabbanans that have asmachtos. There are certain derabbanans that aren't just derabbanans in the Weltarein, but rather there are certain derabbanans that have an asmachta from a pasuk. Meaning, the Gemara will sometimes bring a pasuk and learn a halacha from it and say that really the halacha is a derabbanan. You learned it from a pasuk. If you learned it from a pasuk, then doesn't that by definition mean that this pasuk is a deraisa? The Gemara says, no, really it's a derabbanan. V'asu rabbanan v'asmachu akra. All that is really an asmachta. What's pshat in an asmachta? When you have a din derabbanan that's learnt out from a pasuk, isn't that an oxymoron? It's a derabbanan that's learnt out from a pasuk. If it's learnt out from a pasuk, then by definition it's a deraisa. Then what makes it a derabbanan? And the truth is, the Rambam talks about this in his Akdama to Pirush HaMishnayos. The Kuzari talks about this in Maimer HaShlishi. The Mabit talks about this in his Akdama to his Kiryas Sefer. The Gedoyle Rishonim discuss this shaila, this question, and that is, it doesn't make sense. What is an asmachta? If it's a derabbanan, then it shouldn't have a makar in the pasuk. It has a makar in the pasuk, that by definition, that means it's a deraisa. And the Rishonim, ki ish echad belev echad, all said that you have to say that really it's a derabbanan. However, the rabbis wanted us to have a good way to remember this derabbanan. How are you going to remember the derabbanan? You have to chazer. Oh, what if I forget? How am I going to remember the derabbanan? How am I going to remember this derabbanan? It's derabbanan, so I'll give you a good way to remember it. I'll tell you a shtickel tire. It's not really pshat. But it's a good remez. It's a good way to remember this halacha. Meaning the drasha is not a real drasha. It's not a real drasha. If it was a real drasha, it would be a deraisa. Really, it's a derabanan. It's a simen. Like the Gemara sometimes will say, simen this, simen that, right? That Derek wrote a whole sefer on the simanim. There's a lot of lumdis and Torah in the simanim. So it's a simen. That's all it is. The pasuk is a simen. All it is a remez. All it is an asmachta about. This is what all the Rishonim say. Stating that it's your dua. There's one sheet in the Rishonim that's not that way. And that's the sheet of the Ritva. The Ritva says it a few places. One of the places that he says it is in his Pirish al Hashas in Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. The context over there is a brisa. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda said it named Rabbi Akiva. Name my Amar Torah Haviu Pesach. Why did Torah say that you should bring the carbon omer on Pesach? Mipnei Shah Pesach Zman Tfuah. Because Pesach is the man of Tfuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu judges Tfuah on Pesach. Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu eviul lefanai oimer bePesach. Bring the Kamer Oimer on Pesach. And Eishes Baruch and Tfuah Shabbosadas like this. All the Tfuah is going to get brach. Name Amra Torah review Shtei Alechem Atzeres. Why do you bring the Shtei Alechem on Tfuah? Because Atzeres is man Peres Ilan. Because Tfuah is all the Peres Ilan get judged. Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu eviul lefanai Shtei Alechem Batzeres. Kadeshes Baruch Hu Peres Ilan. Name Amra Torah Nischu Mayim Bechag. Why do we have Nischu Mayim on Sukkis? Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu Nischu lefanai Mayim Bechag. Kadeshes Baruch Hu Lechem Gishmei Shana. You want Gishmei Bracha? Bring Nisach HaMayim. Not just that. The Amru Lefana B'Rosh Hashanah. And say in front of me on Rosh Hashanah, Malchis Achronis V'Shoifres. Malchis, why should you say Malchis Rosh Hashanah? Kadesh Tam Lichuni Alecha. It's like this, I'll be Melech. Zechroinois Kadesh Yale Zechroinechem Lefana L'Toiva. U'Bameh B'Shoifres. Why do we do all the aforementioned things dafka on those times? Because these are tzinoiris that are going to bring us tremendous, tremendous bracha. The Rishonim say that it sounds a little bit like from this Gemara that the obligation on Rosh Hashanah to say Malchios, Zechroinois, and Shoifres is a deraisa. The Imru Lefanai, who's talking? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking, right? The beginning of the Braisa. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol talking. Aviyu Lefanai Omer. Aviyu Lefanai Shtei Alechem. The Imru Lefanai, to me, that's Hashem talking. Imru Lefanai Barash Hashanah Malchiz Zechronis V'Shoifes. Why? Malchiz Shtei Alechem Zechronis Alechem. Zechronis Shtei Alechem Zechronis V'Toivo. Ubameh B'Shoifer. And the Ritva Muches that, I don't know, Malchiz Zechronis V'Shoifes is the Dairaisa. Malchiz Zechronis V'Shoifes is the Rabbanon. It's before Shigemar is the Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Imru Lefanai B'Rosh Hashanah? So it's in that context. It's in that context that the Ritva says like this. He says that Malchis Achronis and Shoifres is not a Deiraisa. However, the Gemara brings Psukim where we learn it from. There's an Asmachta to it. Okay. There's an Asmachta. So says the Ritva, quote, Shekol Mashiyesh Loi Basmachta Min Apasik. Anytime we have a halacha that's learned that from an Asmachta, Heira Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know what Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing us? Sheroi Lasis Kain. That this is really something we're supposed to do. Ella shall I cover chayva, but you don't have to do it. Umasroi lechachamim. You know what asmacht is? Asmacht is the Torah talking. There's no question the Torah is talking, but the Torah is not telling you something that you have to do. That's a dairaisa. The Torah is telling you something that it would like you to do. Hey, Rakadosh Baruch Hu sheroi lasis kain. It's appropriate. However, you don't have to do it. Let the Chachamim tell you have to do it. But at the end of the day, the yisoid of the Rabbanon that is an asmachta is not a derabbanon in the Veltarain, but this is a derabbanon. This is a derabbanon where the Torah already was ma'orer the chashivos of this derabbanon. Says the Ritva, v'zeh davar bar ve'emes. V'loi kedivrei ha-mefarshim ha-smachtois shehu kederech simin shenosnu chachamim. V'loi shekabanos ha-Torah l'kach. Pshat ha-smacht is not what others said that it's just a simin. Chas v'sholom yishtakei ha-dova v'loi yoymar shezudas minusi. Says it's apikorsus that shita. That's what the Ritva says. So bottom line is, Ritva was very passionate about his shita and what ha-smacht is. What's an asmacht? Asmacht is the Torah talking. But whereas a regular derais is the Torah telling you what you have to do, and asmacht, the Torah didn't tell you what you have to do. Torah is just telling you an idea, something that you should maybe do. It's interesting. It would come out from here that this could be a chilik between a derabbanon that's a regular derabbanon versus a derabbanon that's an asmacht b'alma. You see, there's a chashivas to an asmacht. An asmacht, even though Torah wasn't mitzvah you to do it, but the Torah is already talking to you about it. And the truth is, the Prima Gaudin, in his Psicha Koileles, in Chelek Aleph, talks about this barichos. It's oischof if you want to see it. And he goes through, he says that there's a difference between an asmachta and a regular drabonon. And he says, not just that, there's different levels of asmachtois. There are asmachtois that are kamat mefurish in the pasik, and there are asmachtois that are a little bit less mefurish in the pasik. And asmachta where it's more mefurish is also more chomer. And he says, you know where it's more chomer? You're going to find sometimes a sophic drabonon. If it's an asmachta that's mefurish, it's a major yisoy. If it's an asmachta that's mefurish in the pasik or more mefurish, that type of derabbanon misafik, sometimes you're going to go to chumra. And he says, even though we know the rule is you don't make gzeira l'gzeira, but if the gzeira l'gzeira is to a gzeira that's a derabbanon that has an asmachta that's mefurish in the pasuk, you're going to do it sometimes. And he goes on, he gives a bunch of nafkaminas, and he says, I'll give you 6 rayas to this. And he says, there's more, but I'm just going to give you 6 off the top of my head. That's what he says. He says, Vaniya, only off the top of my head, I'll give you 6. 6 makairas, and he varves different derabbanons. It's fest. Where he talks about different derabbanons that are based on asmachtas that are that I'm a furish in the pasuk, and you see you go l'chumra. He says, however, v'amam beis mekayim is yesh soisrim l'zeh. He says, I have two kashas on this yisoid. One is the gemara k'suvas chavches amid beis, and the other one is the gemara in Shabbos lamed aleph amid aleph. We got late early. We don't have time to go through this properly. But you know what both of those examples were? K'suvas chavches and Shabbos lamed aleph. Two places where the prima gadim said, it's tugging on me. It doesn't stem so well with my yisoid. Because these are the rabbanons that are really asmachtis. With asmachtis, what I is mamish kemam furish in the pasuk. And for some reason, Chazal had a koyach that teira. They're both erev tchumen. Both cases are ruv tchum. Ayin ksubas chavchas amadeis. Ayin shabas namadal amadal. Where you find that by erev tchumen, even though it's an asmachtis that I'm a furish in the pasuk, but still you're going. So what do we do with all this? You see from here, Meir de Gazach. You see that when you have a rabbanon that's an asmacht, it's not stam a rabbanon. The Torah already told us about it. The Torah said, royal asus kein. You just don't have to do it. But at the same time, it's definitely something that's going to be royal asus kein. Not just that, the Prima Godim said, this is an example of like the spitz asmacht. And these asmachtes, mamish take on different halachas. We have in the Prima Godim that Erev Tchumen is a Durabban that's an Asmacht, of course. It says in the Torah, Yetzish from Koyman. And the Prima Godim held this was like of the highest caliber. This is Kashas on it, Beseder. But the Kashas, the Prima Godim aside, this is a Durabban that's rooted in an Asmacht that's Kemat Mefurish in the Pasuk. If that's the case, not only do I think it's possible that this Durabbanon existed in the times of Moshe, I think it's muchrach that it happened. You know, we always speak out from the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon said, it's in his Chedushei Agadis on Becheres Tavches Amid Beis, that he said that all the Durabbanon, some have the Geres of some of the Durabbanon, but the Pashas, all the Durabbanon were instituted in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Because what was the point of the Durabbanon? The Yidin didn't keep the Torah, Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He said, you're going to come back Bayis Sheni and assume that this time you're going to get it right? You have to make a tikkun, you have to be mechazik, so you have to make a geder, a mishmeres, to get there was all the rabbanos. Yeah, those rabbanos you didn't have in the midbar. You didn't need takonas in the midbar. And if you had a takon in the midbar, it was a takonas moish, maybe you had a din of a day raisa. Erev tchumen, or not erev tchumen, tichumen, even if it's a derabbanon, but there's an asmachta in the pasuk. It's a prima garden. And if there's an asmachta in the pasuk, what does that mean? It means the Torah said royal asis came. The Torah already wanted it. It's true, it's the derabbanon. The Torah never obligated us. It's not something that if you do, you'll be chayv malchus, because it's a din derabbanon. But at the same time, the Torah said royal asis came. So you be the judge. Do you think Moshe Rabbeinu, when he sat down and learned this pasuk, al yetzei ishmen koyma, he gave Klal Yisrael the pasuk and understood the kavanas abayri was that there should be Chumen. You say, oh, it's a derabbanon. We'll wait till Bayis Sheni. This is based on a pasuk. This is not a takonas Moshe. This has nothing to do with a siyog and a tikkun. The Torah said you should do it. Now, the Torah didn't say you have to do it. The Torah just said royal asis came. But what would be the svara to say that in this matter, Moshe, you wouldn't have it? So I don't think it's a kasha. Rashi Pashas Bashalach is picking sides. It's true. Rashi says Chumen's derabbanon. V'ikore shel mikros b'loit de'amon emra. And Rashi and Pashas Bamidbar says, me neged sovlo yomoyed, that you know what the pasuk really means. The pasuk means as an asmachta maybe. But you know what the pasuk means? It means they had to be within alpayim amah. They had to be alpayim amah in the midbar. Where's the alpayim amah in the midbar? That's what Tchumen's derabbanon. Where's the derabbanon in the midbar? I'm a man of shoch. If it's in the midbar, it's takonas moshe, then by definition, it's a dayraisa. The teretz is an asmachta. Because it is an asmachta. And once it's an asmachta, later it va, with a little salt and pfeffer from the prima godin, but later it va, it comes out, really, it is in the Torah. You don't need Takonas Moshe. It's not a derabbanon that came about by Yesheni like the Goyim said most derabbanons did. But this is a regular pasuk in the Torah. It's true. It's not a chiyuv. A chiyuv not, but royal asis came. So what, the Yidin in the Midbar, they did it with the Evan? Why did they do it like a chila? And if like a chila is royal asis came, so the Yidin in the Midbar also did it in that way of royal asis came.